A bipartisan group of lawmakers from up and down the East Coast is up in arms over the Interior Department's plans to open up waters in the Atlantic Ocean to oil and gas drilling. Correspondent Matt Laszlo has been talking to Maryland's congressional delegation about efforts to block the controversial proposal.
Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has been under fire from East Coast lawmakers who oppose his plan to allow oil and gas drilling off their pristine beaches. But the anger turned to outrage this month when Florida was given a waiver that blocks drilling off the state's shores.
Yeah, it's political. It's outrageous.
That's Maryland's senior Democratic Senator Ben Cardin. Zinke reversed course for Florida after meeting with the state's Republican Governor Rick Scott, who is expected to run for Senate later this year. Cardin says that doesn't pass the political smell test.
If you're going by what the states want, why wouldn't those states where the governors don't want this be given waivers, but they're not? It's very transparent, the politics.
Andy Harris is the only Republican in Maryland's congressional delegation. He represents the Eastern Shore and many communities that rely on the tourism or fishing and crabbing industries. Harris says he's open to drilling under the right circumstances.
First of all, I mean, it can't be within sight of shoreline. I mean, I feel the same way with the wind projects. But if it can be done further offshore and they can convince me it's done safely and the communities that would be affected agree to it, I'm not an opponent.
Harris denies the administration played politics with Florida's exemption.
That's consistent with my position is that the neighboring community, in that case it's the state of Florida, has to agree to it. If they don't agree to it, then the federal government shouldn't force it on them. But again, that's not my position. It's whatever the community's position is.
Harris is on the spending committee, or as it's formally called, the appropriations committee. He's used that perch to try to block wind turbines from being seen from Ocean City's shoreline. And he thinks something similar may be needed if oil and gas rigs are ever approved off Maryland's coast.
I actually put an amendment on the appropriations bill that would not allow the Department of Interior to consider anything closer than 24 miles. A very controversial amendment, but we attached it to our appropriations bill because that's the distance at which you wouldn't see the windmills anymore for sure.
Most Republicans up and down the East Coast disagree with Harris on this issue. But for Democrats, like Maryland Congressman John Sarbanes, it's a non-starter.
I sort of look at it and I ask the question, is it really worth the risk that would be posed when you look at the history of oil spills, the damage that it can do, not just to the environment, but what it can do to the economy in terms of tourism industry, what it can do to life and limb when you look at what happened with the BP oil spill, for example. So it seems to me totally wrong-headed.
Sarbanes says offshore drilling is also nonsensical because the oil and gas drilling industry is still seeing a boom onshore.
We're doing fine with our energy portfolio and with the mix of energy resources that we assemble to support our country. We don't need to start opening up all these areas to offshore drilling.
Sarbanes says a bipartisan group of lawmakers and interested parties are also planning to fight against the efforts in the courts.
It takes some time to put this kind of thing into place, so I'm hoping that we can assemble some opposition in a way that can direct things back in the other way.
The proposal from the Trump administration is a draft, making it still open to public comment for the coming months. And most lawmakers from our region are expected to give the administration an earful in that period. For WIPR News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.